Hey guys, welcome back to From My Journal. I am your host, Jade. I hope you all have had an amazing week. I know I've had a pretty good week. Right now it is 4 p.m. on Wednesday. I wasn't even going to record this episode today. I was like, I'll just post it late. But I took a look at my schedule and I was like, actually, I don't have any other time and I hate skipping episodes. So consistency is very important and I don't want to leave you guys hanging. Hello. So, yeah, I've kind of been busy all day today. last night, I did not go to sleep until like 12:30, and I went to a 7:15 spin class, 7:15 a.m. And I didn't have an energy drink because I ran out, and I literally was falling asleep on the bike. I was so tired, and then when I got home, I immediately fell asleep, and I was sleeping from like 8:15 to 11:30. So that's awesome. And then I went to my sorority house and had lunch there, and then I went to class, and then I went back to the house to try to do some work. Didn't really do any work, was only there for like 30 minutes. And then came back to my house, my apartment, and I was like, I gotta put my laundry away because all of my laundry is in baskets right now. So I started putting that away, and then I was like, okay, I have homework due. I'm going to start working on it. And then I was like, oh my God, wait, it's Wednesday. I need to record my podcast. So here we are. I'm hoping I have time later to do it. I'm trying to plan out tomorrow because I have a sorority event and class. But I know I have plenty of time like in between that. I just get stressed when I leave things for the last minute. And yet I do that all the time. So also, I might bring back video podcasts. I don't know. We'll see. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like Winston should be back in video podcasts. That has nothing to do with what I was just talking about, but I just thought of it. I have a sock over my mic right now because I don't know if you noticed, but I tend to pop when I'm recording because I don't have a pop filter. But I forgot I could just put a sock over my mic and it's like it doesn't sound bad. It doesn't, and like blowing on it and like my breathing doesn't affect it, so that's super cool. So it's a little stinky. Actually, this sock is clean, so it's not stinky. But I don't know why I just lied. But yeah, later tonight, like right after this, I'm gonna try to start an assignment, and then I'm gonna go back to the sorority house to eat dinner because there is boneless wings and pizza tonight. So yeah, I'm going. Hello. And then I had a band reach out to me and ask me if I wanted to be their bassist. And I'm going with one of the members tonight to a jam session. So, never met these people, kind of scared, but it's okay. We gotta get out of our comfort zone sometimes, you know? So that's what I'm doing after this. I'm so tired, even though, like, I slept. Like, I was gonna take a nap, but I was like, no, I already had a nap today, even though it was at 8 in the morning. But yeah, I feel like I just don't drink enough water, and that's the reason I'm so sluggish all the time, which is really annoying. But hang on. There we go. Okay. But yeah, I've been trying to drink more water, which I have a funny story time, sort of. Let's get into the weekly recap. Oh, first of all, happy September. I totally forgot that this is the first episode of September. Make sure you guys are setting goals for the month so that I you know how I feel about goals if you've listened to that episode. I think it's very important to set goals for the month, set good intentions, like all that good stuff, make September good. especially since it's the first full month of classes. So yeah, just, you know, try to stay on top of your coursework, all that good stuff. And yeah, if you want to share some of your goals with me, like, we can chat about it. I'd love to. And yeah, let's make September good. All right, weekly recap. I was like trying to figure out, I was like, what did I do this week? Thinking I didn't do anything when I literally did so much. Like, I don't know why I couldn't remember it. But on Thursday, I had my first football game, which was super fun. We left halfway through halftime, or we left during halftime because the game wasn't, we won 57-3, but the game wasn't good because we were beating them so bad, so it, like, wasn't, like, anything crazy. So we were like, oh, we can go. It was, like, 10:30. We were kind of tired. So we left, but I went with Sophia and her boyfriend and her boyfriend's brother. And yeah, we went to the tailgate before, which I've never been tailgating, and it was so, like, I didn't realize that it was, like, a real thing, because I see it in movies, like the frat tailgates, and I literally, like, there was a, there were guys, like, standing on top of something, and just, like, shotgunning a beer, shirtless, and, like, I was, like, what is, like, this is at school right now, what is going on? Like, it was so crazy, but I had fun. Didn't really do much at the tailgate. Me and my friends kind of stayed on the outskirts and was just observing. We didn't really talk to anyone or do anything. But it was interesting to see. And then we, like, walked around the tents, where there was, like, businesses set up and families and stuff like that. And then we went to the game. And during the game, or not during the game, when we were in the line for the game, oh my god, what am I saying? Sophia's boyfriend's brother noticed that there was a Stanley deep in the bushes of a bush, of course, hello. I can't organize my thoughts right now. But there was a Stanley deep in the bushes, and I was like, I'm gonna take it, like, hello. And it literally was, like, it was empty, and it was just deep in the bushes, and I'm like, girl, I'm taking this, like, these Stanleys are expensive. So I took it, and I was scared that they weren't gonna let it in the stadium, but they were like, is it empty? And I was like, yeah, and it was, and it was fine, and now I have it right here with me, and it's huge. Like, I've always been against, like, big Stanleys, because I'm like, I'm drink that much water in, like, a week, and they're also, like, $60, but this one's a cute color, and I was, like, I'm taking it. What else did I do? I've had buddy dates with my sorority. So, a buddy date is basically when you're in a sorority, when you're a new member, you get a big, and then, like, a big sister, and then, when you become an active member and there's new members below you, you can pick a little and you become a big. So right now, how you do that is you're supposed to set up buddy dates where you, like, hang out with active members, get to know them, get to know, like, if they're your vibe, if you guys have anything in common, like, all that good stuff. And then, like, during big little week, you, like, vote for who your favorite person was, and then they vote for you, and, like, it gets revealed, and it's all that fun stuff. I will definitely talk about it when the week comes. I think it's in 2 weeks, which is crazy, because, like, I feel like when they announced it, it was, like, so far away, and now it's already here, so that's crazy. But I've been on two, and I've had, like, six girls hit me up and asked me to go on buddy dates, and I haven't responded to any of them. And if any of you are listening right now, I'm so sorry. I genuinely am not meaning to ignore you. I just, like, it is so overwhelming when I get a bunch of texts from people I don't know and try to plan things when I'm already trying to plan out my week academically and, like, with my job and sorority stuff, not including buddy dates, like sorority events, and just like planning my time. Like, I'm already struggling doing that. And on top of that, I have to respond to all these people and plan stuff with them and know when I'm not busy. I just get so overwhelmed, and I just haven't been responding to people, and I feel so bad because, like, I don't want them to think I don't like them, and I'm supposed to go on buddy dates. Like, I'm supposed to go on multiple so that, like, I have a choice for bigs, but, like, I literally, it's really overwhelming. But, lightning just struck. I don't know if it'll be loud, but, yeah, so if any of you are listening, I'm so sorry for not responding. Sometimes that just how it be. Did you hear that? The lightning went off. But yeah, and I it's so annoying because I hate when people don't respond to me, but then I do the same thing, and it's just like, I'm not meant to have a phone. Like, I need to go off the grid. But anyway, so once I go on more buddy dates, I'll be happy to talk about them. I've been on two. I went to a crystal shop with one girl. She was super cool. And then I went thrifting and to lunch with another girl, and I really like her. She's cool. She likes inhaler. Hi, she likes inhaler. And we're like very similar, so it was cool. I found some really good stuff at the thrift store. I'm very happy about it. And then I've been getting closer with another new member. Her name is Kyla. Hi, Kyla. I hope you're listening to this. she has been, like, it's just been so fun hanging out with her and getting to know her because we're, like, the same person, and it's just, like, super fun to, like, you know when you meet a friend and it just feels like you don't have to put in any effort or, like, act like someone else at the beginning of the friendship, and it doesn't feel like work, like, you just automatically are best friends. That's literally how I feel about her, and it's just, like, so nice because I haven't felt that in so long, and it's just, it's refreshing to have someone like that. And actually last night we had a new member meeting, and afterwards we raced to Menchie's because the meeting ended late and Menchie's closed at 11, and we got at Menchie's at 10:52. But it was fill up your cup for $6.99. So Kyla and I were like, we're gonna fill it to, like, above the line, so we have, like, 3 days worth of frozen yogurt, hello, for $7. And so we filled that shit up. We it was so funny. And then when we get to the weighing station, it was like $12, and he was like, I'll give you 20% off. And then it ended up being like $10 for me and her. Like, and I'm like, girl, does the sign right here not say Tuesdays all day, $6.99? Tell me what's the problem. He's punishing us for coming in last minute. But there was other people in there. Like, ugh, it was so annoying. But at least he gave us some sort of discount, but it's not fair. I still have some left over from last night, so I will be eating that tonight. Maybe. I don't know, actually, because I don't know if I'll have time. But yeah, so that was last night. That was really funny. What else did I do? Curtis Connor. I saw Curtis Connor finally. He was so funny. And, yeah, he was just so funny. And his best friend, Jacob Sharp, opened for him, and I love Jacob Sharp. And they were just so, they were hilarious. I went with my good friend, Emily. She stayed for 2 days, at my apartment, and it was really fun. We just hung out, went to the show. Jacob Sharp reposted my video on his story and liked my post. Like, hi, he's my best friend, basically, is what I'm hearing. And Curtis is just so good at, like, callbacks. Like, he would tell a story and then transition into a completely different story, and then 30 minutes into the next story, he'd, like, make a reference back to another story he just said, and it was just really good. And I think, like, understanding stand-up comedy is, like, crazy to me because you truly don't know the transition. Like, they'll just be talking about one thing and then, like, seamlessly transition into another story. And it's like, how, you don't even realize that they do it. You're like, wait, weren't they just talking about this? Like, he literally went from talking about, like, sex workers to police officers and, like, stuff. Like, it was so weird. And also, there was, like, two moms in front of me. And every time he was, like, he was saying, like, sex work is real work. And then everyone was cheering. But the moms were sitting there, like, almost angry. And then he was, like, saying stuff against cops, of course. And the moms were silent. And I was like, oh, my God. It was just so funny. But yeah, I got some really cool merch. I got a hoodie that's like the perfect pink color. Like, I'm obsessed with it. And it's really cute. I was going to get the shirt, but I don't know. The shirts weren't hitting for me. But I got a signed poster and a signed card and then a tote bag. So I did spend some money, but it's okay because it was my first time seeing him and I wanted to go all out, of course. Have I been wearing the Curtis sweatshirt every day? Yes. Does it probably smell like not great? Yes, probably. But I will not, I'll continue to wear it. I'm gonna wash it, obviously. But I have the, 21 Pilots concert next week, so I'm gonna be spending more money there. It's just like, I love spending money. No, I don't. I don't have money. I will not be spending as much money on the, as, I will not be spending as much money at the 21 Pilots concert. I just want a shirt because I have to get a shirt at, like, every concert I go to. I didn't get a shirt for Still Woozy, though, because the shirt I wanted with the dates on the back literally was only extra large. And I was like, okay. Because I'm not going to get a shirt at a concert if it doesn't have the dates on the back. Like, that's the whole point. So, yeah, I didn't get anything from that. But yeah, that was my weekly recap. Super fun and awesome. Quickly, before we get on to the main topic, don't forget to rate this podcast wherever you're listening. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, give it a little rate. Tell me why you like it. Tell me why you don't like it. I would love to hear some criticism and let me know what I can do to make the show better or what I can do, what I, hey, maybe don't stutter as much. That's a good idea. Follow me on Instagram. I post some stuff throughout the week on there. It's @FromMyJournalPod. My email is in the description too. If you want to email me, DM me, all that good stuff. If you need any advice, hit me up and maybe I will talk about your advice or the advice you need on this podcast on an episode. I'd love to talk and help you guys. So yeah, now that the ad is out of the way, let's talk about the main thing. So, another thing that happened last week, I got ghosted, which is so fun. But I just want to talk about it because I'm still annoyed by it, obviously. But I kind of stepped back and realized maybe it's for the better. I know it's for the better. Any Phoebe Bridgers fans? Sorry. People say I look like her and I'm like, thank you, but I don't agree. Anyways, I'm getting a little goofy right now. Sorry. Being ghosted, not a great feeling. Don't ghost people. My number one thing is, like, from the perspective of, I'm saying don't ghost people when I literally was just talking about how I don't respond to people. Oops, like, sorry. But I'm saying, like, in a relationship sense, like, if you are talking to someone romantically and you just decide, hey, maybe this person isn't for me, tell them. Use your words, please. Literally just tell them. It'll hurt the other person, obviously, to be like, hey, I don't think this is gonna work out, but I had a good time with you, blah, blah, blah. It'll hurt less than never talking to them again and completely ignoring them, because from my perspective of being the one ghosted, I feel stupid and embarrassed. Like, I'm sitting here like, oh, so I made it up all in my head, and he actually never liked me, and I'm so annoying. I'm literally so annoying to the point where he had to stop talking to me because I'm so annoying. And it's like, obviously that's not the reason. It's he's dealing with stuff in his life and decided to stop talking to me completely. So the moral of this story is, if you, I'm going to kind of break this up into two parts, from the POV of the ghoster and then the POV of the ghosted. Okay. I kind of ate with that. So the ghoster, if you're talking to someone and you liked them at first and it was going well, but then, like, you slowly start to realize, like, we have some differences, or I'm not ready for a relationship right now, or, like, I'm just not feeling it, tell them. Like I said, it's not, like, don't be rude about it. Don't be like, oh, you're so annoying and I actually don't want to be with you. Like, no. Obviously, just be like, hey, you know, I'm just not in the right headspace right now. And of course, like, the person you're telling this to is going to be hurt. They're going to be upset. They're going to, like, maybe they'll lash out on you. I don't know. They'll talk shit about you to their friends. It's just part of the losing someone process and dating and all that. But it's going to be 10 times worse if you just decide to stop talking to them completely. And also, you're going to feel guilty. Like, there's no way that when you ghost someone, you don't feel guilty. Like, unless you're an insane person, like, you have to feel a little bit of guilt. And no one likes feeling guilty. It's literally the worst feeling. I hate it. I hate when I feel guilty. So, why are there men running outside of my apartment? Oh, because it's raining. Right. So, yeah. Just communication, please. Use your words. It's not that hard. And then from the point of view of the ghosted, reassure yourself. Get reassurance from your friends. Obviously, if you have good friends, they're going to reassure you. But it's most important to reassure yourself. Just take a look in the mirror and be like, this isn't my fault. If it was my fault, if I did do something wrong, he should have told me, he should have talked to me about it, but he didn't, so that's his problem, because how are you supposed to fix yourself when someone else isn't telling you what's wrong? And you might not have done anything wrong. It might have been, like I said, it might be all the other person, like, in their head, be like, oh, like, I'm not ready for a relationship, so I'm gonna ghost this person. It's just like, you're going to be constantly overthinking, like, oh, what did I do wrong? Blah, blah, blah. And it might not even be your problem. So you just have to look in the mirror and say, I'm not the problem. Because guess what? You're not the problem. They ghosted you. Even if you did something wrong and you were, like, annoying about something or whatever, the fact that the other person didn't tell you that they were bothered by it or something like that, that's their problem. How are you supposed to know that you did something wrong? How are you supposed to get better, or, like, not fix yourself, but improve yourself, like, and grow when someone doesn't tell you and communicate their feelings? So, yeah, look in the mirror and say, I am not the problem. Okay? Because you're not. And talk to your friends about it too. If you tell them the whole story and they, like, pick out, like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have said that, maybe that's why, it might give you some, like, clarity, and you might be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But still, he shouldn't have ghosted you. He should use his words like a big boy. So, and another thing, everything happens for a reason. If this guy ghosted you and, like, decided not to communicate his feelings and just completely stopped talking to you, then you know he's not the right one for you, because someone who truly cared about you would not do that. they would communicate their feelings and be a big boy, right? So, yeah, it kind of gives you a better perspective of the person and be like, okay, so yeah, he's not the right one, because obviously if he's going to treat me like that. Do you guys hear the rain? That's kind of nice. It gives the podcast a nice ambiance. The ambiance in my room right now is so nice. I have the lights off and I have a little lamp in the corner on and one on my desk on. And my window's open. It's nice. But I hope the rain calms down so it's easier to get to meal plan. Because I have to park in a parking lot, like a 2-minute walk from the house. And it's probably like a minute long walk. But still, if it's pouring, I don't want to walk to the house. But I do want pizza. So it's like, what do I do? Anyways, another thing, it is okay to be angry or sad about the situation. Of course you're gonna feel these things. And don't let anyone tell you that it's wrong to feel that way. Even if you knew the person for like 3 days and then they ghosted you, you have the right to be angry and upset about it. Don't have anyone tell you, be like, oh, you barely knew them, like, it's fine. No, because people get emotional attachments so quickly, especially me, oops. And, you know, it sucks when someone just decides not to communicate. So if you're angry and you're upset about it, feel that feeling, feel it. Because it's better than feeling nothing, you know, but journal about it, tell your friends about it, yeah, all that good stuff, because I should have a shirt that says that. I say that all the time on this podcast, I feel like, all that good stuff, but I don't know if that would make sense. I am working on merch. I know I say that, like, every episode, but it's true, I am. It's just a long process, but I feel like a shirt that says, and all that good stuff would be cool. You guys, let me know. All right, so enough about ranting about being ghosted, because I don't want to give time to that person anymore. I'm going to take a sip of my water. I love the rain, y'all. I do. See, now all I want to do is just, like, do my homework and study. But I want to go out to dinner. Or go to the house for dinner. But it's not even going to take that long because I live right next to the... Okay, whatever. I'm thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. And we found love. Guys, that was kind of good. Me when I'm Ed Sheeran. Okay, lock in. Sorry, there was a scary noise. The last topic of discussion for today is very simple. Don't give up. My spin instructor talked about that this morning, and it kind of resonated. It really resonated with me, especially because of the recent stuff going on in my life. I've had so many thoughts of just, like, girl, give up. Stop school. Like, it's because, again, I've talked about this before. I don't really know what I'm doing with my life. I feel like I'm not doing the right thing and the right major. And I've actually been thinking about going back to journalism. But the only thing I didn't like about journalism was that all of the news classes I had to take, because I want to be an entertainment journalist. I want to interview bands. I want to take photos of them. I want to take concert photography and write reviews about concerts and all that stuff. And that's a job. That's journalism for entertainment. But in order to get a job in that, I have to, you know, go through journalism school. And I have to know how to write news. And I gave up during the semester because I didn't like it. And it's like, you know the end goal. Oh my God, sorry, Winston's breath is so bad right now. I'm scared. If you know the end goal is something you really want, but there's like this applies very much to school because a lot of the times you're going to be in a major that when you get your certificate for your major, when you graduate, you will be able to go into your dream job and go into the field you want to work in. But in order to do that, there's a lot of BS classes you have to take and classes you don't like to take, and it's hard and you feel like you'll never use it again. And for me in journalism, like obviously I'm going to use the writing and the news aspect, but it's like I don't want to write about the presidential election. I don't want to write about like crime and whatever in the area. Like I want to go out and look for a small band who sounds really good and I think is gonna be the next big thing and write about them and give them exposure. Like that's what I want to do. Or even like work for the Rolling Stone, like or Vogue and whatever, and interview these celebrities. I would love that because as a fangirl, that would go crazy. But in order to do that, I have to go through the classes I don't want to. And obviously, I gave up and I'm in a different major now and it's too late to switch back, which really sucks. But if I truly want to go back to doing that, I can. I have the option. But I kind of just got mad at myself with like, why did I like when something's not easy for me, I just am like, oh, on to the next major. This is too hard. And it's like, why? It's life is boring when stuff is easy. You know what I mean? You need a challenge once in a while. And I'm in a hard class now and I feel smart when I work on the stuff. I'm like, okay, I know Aristotle. I'm in a literary theory class, and at first I felt really stupid, but now I'm, like, low-key, I'm interested in this. And then in my creative writing class, like, I'm learning some useful stuff and just writing poetry, and I just feel smart. When I'm challenged, I feel smart. And so it can be really awful, but also really rewarding. Progress definitely isn't linear. I've said it before. People have said it before. We will all say it again. Progress is not linear. It's not even slightly linear. You can do super well and then drop completely, hate your life, and then go all the way back up, and then, like, all that stuff. Like, for example, I suck at cycling right now because I went through recruitment week, didn't go at all that week, and then I got sick. And after, it's so hard to go back to working out after being sick, especially cardio, like the cardio I do, because when you're sick, it affects like your respiratory area and like you're just weak. And it's been really hard. I've been to a couple classes since feeling better, but I'm still struggling. And there's been moments where I'm like, I'm just going to cancel and just not go here anymore because I don't have the time. But it's like, no, why would I do that? I really enjoy cycling. Why would I give up? Like, there's bumps in the road all the time. And you just have to push through it and not give up. And I know it's really hard because it seems like the easier thing to do. It's like, oh, if I give up, I'm not going to have to do anything. But that's also terrifying. Like, if you give up, you're not gonna be doing anything. Like, there's no end result. If you give up, you will not get to that, that space, that thing you want. You will never get there because you gave up. And then you'll just feel guilty and sad about it. Because I low-key feel guilty and sad about the journalism thing. But that's something I have to deal with because I gave up. But yeah, you just have to tell yourself, there's no way I'm going to get to where I want to get to without being challenged and doing stuff I don't like. But once I get through all that, I will be where I want to be and I will be happy. So, yeah, you just have to tell yourself that. Don't give up. Yeah, good episode, guys. I think that's good for today. Shorter than last week, but I honestly thought I wasn't going to have anything to talk about this week, but then I was like, I wasn't even going to talk about being ghosted because I was like, I'm scared if this person listens to this, but I doubt they will. And so what? So what if they do? It's their fault for ghosting me. All right. Once again, follow the podcast on Instagram. Don't forget to rate the show. It really helps me out. Any suggestions, anything you want me to talk about, just hit me up. If you want to talk about your day, if you need someone to talk to, hit me up. I'm always here. I'm very glad to help. I am not a therapist, but I like to think I give good advice. So if you just need casual advice, hit me up. If it's anything serious, talk to your therapist because I'm not qualified. But no, I'm seriously here for you guys. And I love chatting with you guys. So anyways, busy, busy week ahead. I have parents' weekend this weekend. So excited to hang out with my parents and see them. And then I got stuff going on next week. But I should be seeing you guys again on the 12th. So I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Don't forget to do your assignments on time. Do not procrastinate. Get it done, girl. You got this. Love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next week. Bye.